It was a huge night for AFLW and a great night for the Fremantle Football Club and Kiara Bowers, of course, tying for the AFL Best Player Award, the AFLW Best and Fairest with Brianna Davey of Collingwood. And we are lucky enough to have Kiara Bowers on the Sporting Goss right now. Have the celebrations died down, Kiara?
Definitely. It didn't last very long. I had to go pick up my boy last night, so it was a short-lived for me.
And what about work? You have to. You mentioned that you might have to butter up and get to work, or did they give you the day off?
No, they were very lovely. My work is actually incredible with footy and stuff like that, so they gave me the day off to see family and friends and celebrate.
Kiara Bowers, our guest, of course. And you, obviously, your joint winners last night in the award with Brianna Davey. Just tell us about the process of sitting here in Perth, watching it, and the vote count. Are you a nervous type? And did you go there with realistic thoughts that, you know, like everyone thought, that you were going to be a major player in it, and how you got through the night?
I'm not a nervous person. I actually was very chill up until having to get up and having to speak, so that's the only time that I really get nervous, and I'm sure everyone saw that. But no, it was, the AFL did an incredible job in last night in having girls in, obviously, WA and Melbourne and all across the country. But it was a great night, and I'm so happy for, you know, Brianna Davey as well. It was just, yeah, a really good one to remember.
I thought your speech was absolutely brilliant, to be honest with you, and I don't think you should ever change. I think it's raw, and I just think it's Kiara Bowers, and I think that's what people love about you. You don't set out for individual honours, but they're nice. And you've certainly been, you were runner-up last year in the AFLW Award. You've a couple of times now at Fremantle, All-Australian, again All-Australian. I mean, this the All-Star team, there's so much to like about the individual honours, but that one thing that hangs over your head is premiership success, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's very humbling, and like you said, you're very honoured to always win them and get them under your belt, but I'd give every single one of them away to be able to get everyone a medal around our neck, and that's what we're striving for, is that one at the end of the year, and I guess we won't stop till we get that, and hopefully it's pretty close.
Have you seen, and you know, you're a tackling machine, you've got great skills, you're hard at it, have you seen in more recent times the absolute transformation of the game? Because from a layman's point of view, from my point of view watching over the fence, I've just seen the game continue to grow, but I've seen not the growth of the game, but the skill level and the game plans and the execution of game plans in the last couple of years. The game is absolutely in a... It's firing, isn't it? The point of where it's heading is scarily quick.
Yeah, and that's obviously the benefit of the young girls coming through now. They've been able to play from when they were young tackers to all the way up to playing AFLW, you know, and back obviously in my days you didn't have that chance and you had to go swap and play a different sport and then come back, you know, when the women's league starts. But now the young girls, their skills are incredible, their knowledge of the game, and they've played it the whole way through. They're going to be scary in the years to come, that's for sure.
Where does the energy come from then in your playing group right now, knowing that you didn't get that chance to win the flag last year when they didn't go on with it and you were unbeaten? You tripped up at the last couple of hurdles here this year after having a stellar season again. Has the playing group got together, and even that you're there last night, but have you got together as a group and gone, we've got to maintain the rage? Because it can get to a tipping point where you go, we've given it our best shot, we're out of tickets right now. What's driving the group, and have you had that conversation as a group in regards to staying close and staying in the zone?
Yeah, look, we spoke at the end of the year, and we know it's not our group that lost the game. It's just the way we took our foot off the pedal, and so we know we definitely can be up there at the end of the year, and we just need to make sure we keep our foot on the pedal the whole way through and not take it off too early. I think that's all it was, and we put it down to is that, but we'll make sure that we fix that for next season and make sure we come out firing.
Kiara Bowers is our guest. Now, Kiara, I know this is hot off the press and we don't want to confuse the issue, but would you like the medal to have a name, the AFLW Best and Fairest? It seems to be very much what everyone's talking about. We know it's Brownlow, and we know that's the, you know, even the Colts medal in WA football has the Jack Clark. We have the Sandover. So many other medals, the Doig medal down at Fremantle for the boys. Can you just mention, has there been a conversation about what it could possibly be called going forward? And have the AFL Women's Players Group discussed it?
I haven't heard any names being thrown around, but I don't mind throwing Jan Cooper's name in there. I think she is just absolutely incredible in what she's done for all of us, especially over here in WA. I would be absolutely honoured to win a medal and it was named after her.
Would be nice to pitch that, wouldn't it, to the AFL Players Association, in particular the women's side of things. I think it deserves a name. It just, you know, I'm not saying that it doesn't change the way that the medal is presented, and it's still the same award, but to give it that title I think would be fantastic for the AFLW. So how do you go about now? What happens with you now? You've won this medal, the season's over, the AFLW season's over. How do you focus on footy from here on in?
Oh, I just look to keep fit and, you know, keep trucking along, keep the body in good nick, and I won't play any of the waffle season, but I'll definitely go down to the park and always kick the ball with the girls. And, you know, there's a bunch of us that just go down to the club and always doing workouts together, so I'll make sure I keep fit and come in better for next season.
Yes, you are incredibly fit. You certainly are ripped. Now, can I ask you, what's your bench press?
Not very much. I think it's like 65, so not much.
What about you? What else do you? What other weights do you do? What's that thing they do where you lift it up and then you go above your head? Do you do that as well? You know, the heavy weights like the real weightlifters. You know what I'm talking about?
A snap.
You pick it up and it goes to your waist and then snap. You do one of those?
I can. I'll do it lots of times. Not a big weight because I'm such a small person.
Okay. Are you a dumbbell type of person?
I don't mind throwing a dumbbell around every now and again, yeah.
You were incredibly fit. It's a remarkable achievement. I love the way you go about it. We spoke about 2 months ago, I reckon, about your tackling and all this sort of stuff. And I said, do you have to be careful the amount of tackling you do with, you know, giving up a dangerous tackle and this, that, and the other. And there was a few scary moments throughout the year. He said, no, I'll just go about it. Is that the one thing when you do tackle so much and it seems as though everyone's looking for your dangerous tackle? Because the more you tackle, there's going to be a tough one in there somewhere. Are you conscious of that? And did you sort of have to change the way you went about it at some stage during the year?
No, definitely not. Obviously, I always go into a tackle looking for it to be fair and, you know, always hard because you want it to be that way, but always fair. And you can't change the way you're going to play. I mean, that would take away from my game. So I'm fortunate enough that it didn't cost me anything. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Did you forget about anyone in the speech last night? Would you like to share some thank yous that we put out on the SENWA and put it out on the podcast, and you may be able to direct a few people to a revised speech? Did you nail it last night? Who did you miss?
I definitely didn't nail it, but I've sent out a lot of texts today just thanking people, and I think most people know who they are, and I'm very lucky to have the people around me that have been there for me.
Well played. Well played, Turbo. You're an absolute star of the game. Fremantle are very lucky to have you. WA Football is lucky to have you. And you've been rewarded with the sharing the honours of the best and fairest in the AFLW season with Collingwood's Brianna as Davey as well. Thanks for your time today. Congratulations. Enjoy the spoils. Enjoy the celebration and get back to work.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Kiara Bowers, an absolute star. Loving chatting with her. Raw, exciting, fun, and can play the game. This is the Sporting Goss.